Welcome to episode 464 of 366 Web 2.0 Tools. One of the challenges I often used to find with students, if you were asking them to undertake web searches or providing them with a link to a particular web page that might have a substantial body of text on it, is getting them to stick at that text and to read it thoroughly for understanding. A tool that I found recently that can help with that is called Hypothesis. That's hypothesis.is, and the link will be in the show notes. What Hypothesis allows you to do is to create an overlay, if you will, onto which you can put highlights and annotations and comments over the top of the text that's on the web page. It's fairly easy to do in that all you need to do is to share with your students a new URL for that page, which Hypothesis will create for you. So it's simply a matter of sharing a new URL, and then students will be able to see the annotations that you've put on the page. But more importantly, if they have accounts as well as you, they'll be able to annotate, reply perhaps to your questions, and undertake a far more meaningful interrogation of the information that's on the page. So it could be a scientific article on New Scientist, or National Geographic perhaps. It might be a news article. It could be a Wikipedia page that's perhaps in a language that's a little bit more advanced than some students would be able to cope with. So the starting point then is that you need an account on Hypothesis. To do that, there are only three pieces of information you require. You need a username, you need to provide an email address and a password. When you've done that, it will then send you an authentication email, which you need to click on the link to set your account up. And the process is the same for students. So there's a little caveat there that you need to think about, perhaps e-safety. Are you going to get them to use their school email address? Perhaps that's going to be wiser. Maybe think about names that they use. Maybe it's necessary to pseudonymize their information. Whatever your school has as its e-safety policy. Having got your account set up, how do you then generate these special Hypothesis pages? Well, your starting point is just to find the URL of the web page that you want to provide as some information. Copy the URL and paste it into the box on the home page of Hypothesis. Or if you have Google Chrome as your browser, you can get an extension for Chrome that does a lot of this for you and makes the whole process a lot simpler. But you don't need to. If you've got a modern browser, you'll be just fine. So having pasted the URL into the box on the homepage, you generate a new URL from that, and that creates a new page with a slightly different URL, but this is a page that you can annotate. And you can do that because what it also generates is a little pop-out at the top right-hand side, a little tool palette, I suppose you'd call it, which allows you to then to interact with that web page. You can click and drag a certain amount of text, and you can either simply highlight it, or you can add annotations and comments to it. So you might be wanting to put provocations for your students. You might be wanting to ask a series of questions about the page. But you might want to do nothing. You might actually want them to be asking you questions or each other questions about the page. Well, how do they get to the same page that you've just created? You have a couple of choices. It's easy to share the pages out just using the URL that you've generated, but you may, under certain circumstances, want them to be private to that group rather than being public, which is the default setting, as often with Web 2 tools. You can do that. You need to create a group first, and you need to share the URL of that group with your students so that they can subscribe to it and become members of that group. And then that keeps that all within a little safer section, shall we say. But you may also wish it to be public. Why not? Why not open the debate more widely? And again, thinking about the safety issues, there are clearly things you need to think through before you do that. So we then got to the stage where we can share that with our students, and we just send them URL by whichever means you normally do. And then they're able to see any annotations that you created, and they're also able to add their own. So you need to have a little think in advance about the kind of things that you want them to be able to do. What are the kind of activities that you might want them to undertake? Maybe it's a controversial topic and you want students to express an opinion about it. Maybe you want them to bring in multimedia because the annotations that you create can link to elsewhere. They can also contain images, provided those images are on the web. So there's lots of different ways that students can interact with the web page once you've set it all up for them. Now, where do all those annotations appear? Well, any annotation that a student creates will appear on the page itself within that little section off to the right in that little pop-out window. And they'll also be able to see any of the other annotations that other people have created. So there's clearly an opportunity here to be learning from each other, or obviously to be copying from each other. It's not something that you can do this without thinking about it in advance first, about the way that you set it up and the way that you articulate the activity and the expectations that you have of your students. It's not something that they will be able to do straight away. They're going to need some guidance, so it needs some forethought and planning. One of the things that you'll perhaps be thinking about is, how can I see what's going on? What is taking place? What are all the students actually doing? Well, if you go to your Hypothesis homepage, what you see is a fairly blank page, but a stream of information, very similar to a Twitter stream, actually. So with a series of posts. These are things that everybody in the Hypothesis community have annotated or highlighted or commented on, with links to the pages and some metadata as well, which might be quite useful. So if you want to focus on a particular group, all you need to do is to be able to find a post by that group and click on the group name. And then what that will do is immediately filter the stream to just the posts and highlights and comments that that group's made. You could even focus on a specific individual if you wanted. So if you've got an individual who's making comments and you want to be able to isolate their information for whatever reason, then you can just click on their name and you'll see only the post that that individual has created. You could also, and you could do this when you're originally starting, is to tag each of the comments or highlights that you make. And that can be tagged in a variety of different ways. It could be tagged by theme or topic, or it could be difficult words, or whatever you choose. And the students can also do the same. So if you have a pre-arranged set of tags that you're all going to use, then you can easily filter down on a specific tag. So maybe we were doing a physics one, just to pull a topic from my experience. Then we might have an article in which there are discussions of different kinds of energy. So we might have the different forms of energy tagged separately. So I can then immediately click on a particular type of energy. Let's say it's gravitational potential energy. A student's highlighted that. I can see which students have highlighted which sections referring to that particular tag. So there are lots of different ways to filter that stream, lots of different ways for you to be able to see the information that they're posting, and lots of different ways in which they can see each other's information using the same process. So Hypothesis is potentially quite a powerful tool, and as always, powerful tools just need a little bit of careful thought before their use so that you can get the most from them, and that you don't set up any situations where problems are likely to occur. Hypothesis isn't a commercial tool, so it's a foundation set up as a non-profit making enterprise. I received some funding from some American institutions. You can donate to it if it's something that you find useful, and I'd encourage people always to do that. If they find a tool that is particularly useful, then do support it and try to keep it running. So that's Hypothesis, a way of making sense of what we see on the web.